This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Mm-hmm. Pat, you got an intro for us?
I do. That was a long intro yesterday.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh, that was hilarious.
That was very funny.
That was good corn.
If you missed it, boy.
What are we got a Christmas song for us?
Well, I feel I don't have gifts because I can't afford them. So what I do have is the gift of songwriting.
I was waiting for the Han rim shot.
What I've done is I've...
Hey, can you say you don't have gifts because you can't afford them again?
I don't have gifts because I can't afford them. but I've written a song for everybody here in the room. Yeah.
Are we going to go around the horn? Alphabetical order?
He already wrote the song.
Will you leave him alone?
Everybody's got their own song, so you can pick anybody now.
It's not just our own verse.
Let's go with Ace.
Yeah, Ace. Okay, here's Ace's. Let me get my glasses.
Okay, can you give me a little bit of a...
And Pat, this is so much better.
Can I get some volume? Are you plugged in?
Yeah.
Anybody can just go buy something.
Right. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Ace is a black dude with a big collection of Kiss memorabilia. That's as far as I got.
All right.
Thank you.
Ace is Eve.
Hell of a song, Pat.
You are correct. On both counts.
I bet he's not.
You know what? Ace should open his present right now then if he's going to.
That's a great idea.
Ace, how many Kiss shows have you been to, Ace?
Around 300.
And we're going to the one this summer, right?
That's right.
It's the final tour. Whoa. Ace,
Don't open the wrapped one. Just open what's in there's the gift.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail.
Look at that.
What is that?
What'd he get?
It's a t-shirt, maybe?
it's a Kiss shirt.
It's a Kiss shirt. All right.
What does it say? I can't read it. Hold it up.
Frickin' do. It says Kiss Army. The Return of Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Rock and Roll All Night. It's from 1979, I believe.
Is that real?
I mean, I bought it currently, but...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You probably have 10
of
them.
It's retro, not vintage.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the distinction.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. I didn't know.
Well, every now and again, you might learn something from me.
You don't want something pre-worn. I mean, that's a fresh, brand new
one. No, it's a brand new shirt.
I want everyone to have my gift now.
Which I will wash before I wear.
There you go. Okay, very good.
You don't already have that shirt, do you?
I want to give my gift to Ace first.
Okay.
Ready? Ace, here's your gift. Merry Christmas. It's an ice pick. Pat, really? Merry Christmas. It's an ice pick.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I got everybody ice picks.
That's because we were talking a few weeks ago.
They look like logs.
Oh, they're...
They almost look like cigars.
Very nice ice picks.
They look like sharpened Phillips screwdrivers.
Now...
We can't leave them here for weapons.
And
can
you
we?
Guys feel free to do whatever you think you should with them.
Now, how many did you order?
Don't throw mine because I won't. Huh?
How many did you order?
Oh my gosh!
I don't know, 20.
You are on a list, my friend,
for ice picks.
Some sort of list now.
Now we were discussing ice picks. Does anybody remember why?
I don't remember.
Lord,
why.
This is a substantial.
Here's the story.
It's a badass ice pick.
You actually had that at the ready?
I just Googled ice picks, then I hit news on Google, and it popped right up.
Wow.
A Utah man is facing several charges after he reportedly hammered an ice pick through another man's male member during an argument.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
According to the documents, 45-year-old Jason D. Mom
Ooh.
Threatened the victim with a gun and handcuffed him to a chair on August 30th. The victim told police he was given a choice of being killed in the desert or having a nail driven into the aforementioned body part.
Yikes.
Show Christy that ice pick, will you, Josh?
Now, Josh, you determined that no one owns ice picks anymore, and if they do, it's only for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, yeah. If you buy an ice pick or a Polaroid camera, you should be put on a list.
But in relationship terms, Christy, I think if someone threatens to impale you with an ice pick while you're tied to a chair, I believe that's known as checkmate.
Yes, I think it would be. That's an argument. Isn't
that's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. That'll do the job, won't it?
It looks like the ice pick Pesci uses in Goodfellas.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Does give the term, in this case of this article, gives the term dick pick.
Yeah.
whole new meaning.
All right.
Wow.
That is kind of a Sophie's choice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, being killed in the desert or
impaled in the male member with an ice pick. And again, we were saying if you go online and buy ice pick, what would you get? Visqueen.
Yeah.
Lye and a shovel. I think they're going to know.
Yes.
They're going to figure out what you've got. Well, thank you, Chick.
These are very nice.
You're welcome. Everyone gets one.
I might need that for my water softener.
We use it Sunday during football. Chop some ice.
Good job, Ace. Thanks. Very funny. As always, Ace, very funny.
He was being
serious.
Being genuine.
It's a nice ice pick.
They asked,
you were right. Hey, ass.
Ass Cosby, of course, is the porno version of Ace.
Yeah. Funny that they didn't have to change Cosby.
Tap that ass.
Ass Cosby, starring in Master of Butt.
Here, I'm going to throw this ice.
Sorry, Ace.
Are you going to catch it?
Is it in the wrapper?
It's
heavy, though. Oh my God. Chick threw it and hit the ceiling.
That was amazing. It didn't hit anything.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
This is a nice ice pick.
Unscrew that. Oh, it's a Cadillac.
We have to move it. Now, Pat Godwin, once again, what was your intro to this? You've, rather than buy us all presents.
I don't have money for presents, so I've given you the gift of music. Wait a minute.
Oh, hey. I liked Ace's song. So who's in it? Chick McGee? Can we do Chick?
And in lieu of music, he's written us a song.
At 6 a.m., he takes his first shot. At 7:05, he's coming in hot. At 9:10, he's gone, passed out in the John, drinking on the air with Chick McGee.
Yay!
All right.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome, Chick.
Here. Is it heavy?
Oh, wait. You know what? Don't open that one.
There's more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christy gave me more than one present, John.
Well, that's very nice. Are we going to open this, or are we going to get the next song out of... Which one is this supposed to open? Okay, go ahead.
I think Chick should open a present. And you all know that I get the same gift for most people. So, Tom, you don't open...
So who's Chick's opening his present?
I'm opening my.
You got one too.
Okay.
Present from Christy. It's a brown box.
It's the same.
It's about the size of a shoebox, but it's too heavy for shoes.
It's a Furbo dog camera.
Yes.
I get to watch my dogs.
And it throws treats at your dogs.
What does it do? Explain this to me.
I've seen these on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The dog you can. It sits in your house, and you dial it up on your app, and you can look at your dogs, and you can talk to them, and then when they come over, it also you can push a button on your app,
and it'll shoot a treat.
And it'll shoot a treat at the dog.
Oh, this is
and the they best. Love that, and they know the word treat.
Yeah, you got one as well.
Bananas! This is incredible.
Show it. I can't
That's
see it.
Insane.
I want to see what it looks like.
I can't open it up.
Look how heavy
the
right.
box. It's pictures on it.
It's an ice pick.
If only I had an ice pick.
Very good.
Dean, sorry I'm ruining your Christmas as well, but you got one too. Oh,
that's a great idea.
Josh did not get one because Josh doesn't have a dog.
Right, but I have this. Should I open this?
It's very...
It looks like an air freshener to me.
Futuristic looking. Yeah. See, there's a camera.
It looks sort of like an Alexa.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's hilarious. And you just dial it up on your phone, you can watch your dogs.
Yeah, and then if you can see the little hole at the bottom, you put treats, and it shoots treats out.
Hilarious.
Pew!
That's a great idea.
Oh, they're going to love it.
It's called the Furbo. Thank you, Christy.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
It would also be handy if you were keeping a woman in a pit.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes, you could watch it hang. Right. And put your lotion on.
You could fill it with cheese balls every now and again. Sure. If she does put the lotion on, you can give her a cheese ball.
What would you tell her if she were in the pit?
What are you, about a size 14?
You know what else the camera will do?
What's that?
If your dog starts barking, it will alert you and say your dog is barking in case there's a problem.
Wow.
Good to know.
And this it says, great. Do you want to check on him? Then you can look and see if there's a problem.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you, Christy. Well, we have another song here. Before we get to Pat's song, we have another Chick McGee tribute. This one from Haywood Banks. Look for Haywood New Year's Eve. He's doing a very special performance at the Irving Theater. Here we go.
Oh, the holiday season's on its way, and the carolers sing a chord. But Chicky, Icky, 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 Ick will spend Christmas at Betty Ford. All around the Christmas tree, they'll be singing our Christmas wishes. But he'll be making bunks with famous drunks while the crackheads do the dishes. Oh. Yes, the holiday season's on its way and the carolers sing a chord. But Chicky, Icky, 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 Ick will spend Christmas at Betty Ford.
Thank you, Haywood. Very, very nice. Couple of Chick McGee songs. Okay, this is a very nice gift. Thank you so much, Christy.
You're welcome.
Pat Godin, once again, you've written a song for each of us for Christmas. Before we give you your holiday gifts, it's time for the Josh Arnold song.
Oh, my.
Let's go with Christy. Josh should be the family.
Okay. Okay.
All right, here we go. Christy Lee. Here we go. Oh, Christy Lee. Oh, Christy Lee. Says she will never sleep with me. Oh, Christy Lee. Oh, Christy Lee. Imagine the possibilities. You and me at your villa. That beast you feel's not your chinchilla. Oh, Christy Lee. Oh, she says, leave me be. And what about your daughters?
Where did that come from?
I do have a daughter that's 20, so okay.
Don't encourage him. Once again, wait, there's the sound of hell freezing over.
Nice.
That won't be happening. Thank you very much. What if it did happen?
What?
What if one day next year,
Pat and Christy,
they walk in there?
That's
kind of,
not going to happen.
Both kind of sweet.
You never know, Christy.
No,
life
I
is
know,
strange.
Pat.
Life is strange.
No, I
Boy,
know.
Life is strange.
Love can just creep up on you in the dark outside of your house.
Not going to happen. Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Never let you go. Mm.
I'd be living in a pit, wouldn't
I? Pat, I think she's telling you there's a chance here.
I do.
We catch her looking at her phone, and there you are in a dog cage at her house. She gives you a treat. Here's a meatball, Pat. Play me another love song.
Those normal people, evidently, we get, you know, a little overserved, and we start ordering things.
We could do an entire show about the worst thing you've ever ordered online.
Well,
sober or intoxicated.
The thing Ace has on is right at the top of the list.
But
for
actually,
me.
But it's a great looking
great.
Shirt. It's just you just clicked the wrong button.
Right.
But did you go back and get one for yourself?
Well, of course.
Because the quarter zip for you, I mean, talk about sexy. You zip it down a little bit, and all of a sudden, oh, man, look at that chest hair. Oh, we're close to areola time.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, baby.
Could you play a song, please?
I'd love to.
Once again,
where are we?
Pat, explain to us. Now, Pat.
We have two left.
Now, Pat, you got a nice gift from Chick McGee. You got a nice pick.
Merry Christmas.
Now, I finished my
irony. I can't afford the ice.
Yeah, I was just, thank you for, well, never mind.
What? What'd you say?
I was going to say. Unfortunately, you don't have the only thing you need an ice pick for is picking your way into your house since the heat's not on.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Too close to the truth.
Funny. I did give Pat his gift yesterday because I didn't know he was going to be here today.
I loved it.
Oh, nice.
You should have known he was going to be here. We're on the air.
Did you shave your legs? What'd you do?
No, I can't tell him. I can't say what I got him because I got the same gift for other people.
Well, now, Pat, so you've done your song for Ace. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Chick.
Chick McGee song.
Christy got one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
You want to go with you or Josh?
I'll go first. Go ahead. Okay. You're the one.
I'm going to need a little drum thing here.
Oh, is this the drummer boy?
We can't do this.
How loud does this stink?
I haven't even done it yet.
Tom, he told me write 4 more songs. Mm-hmm. Don't
make the intros overly long.
Get to it.
And have them to me by 6 a.m. Play the Kentucky Bourbon one again and again, again, again and again, again, again and again.
I love that song.
Tommy told me your Buffett song. The intro's too long.
It's very high and inside. Very high and inside, that song.
Yesterday we tried to get that out. Never did get it out.
Well, let me give a gift to Tommy here.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, is it?
That's your gift.
You couldn't fit two golf balls.
No, it looks like a lipstick.
Yeah. Tom, there are many things.
Say lipstick. Yeah.
Many things in the world that annoy you. I think this might help solve one of the issues that you've been having lately.
Okay, this is something that annoys me, and I'm opening it up right now, and sorry.
That I may have wrapped it a little too tight.
Okay, it looks like a square lipstick box.
It does look like a lipstick box.
It's I don't know. It's
well, you can open it at the top.
Oh, it opens at the top. Mm-hmm. Okay, and inside, I can't figure out what it is. It's a
that is a reusable straw
that
you can take to any restaurant, anywhere you go. It's environmentally friendly.
Very good gift.
Oh, that's nice.
And it comes with a cleaner as well, like a little pipe cleaner thing, so you can always clean it out.
And it's collapsible, so you can keep it in your pocket.
Yes, sure. And that box itself that it comes in apparently is also a keychain, so you can always keep it with you.
Oh, there you go.
You keep it on your keychain.
Well, that's nice.
Very thoughtful.
Portable straw. Fold. It's like having a pool cue that folds up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, this is my one of my new pet peeves.
Right.
People who are pretending that they're saving the earth by not having straws.
They are. You're
Did
on the
I
wrong
read
side
a story where straw use is up like 5,000% since they started doing this?
I demand them even if I don't need them right now.
Oh, God.
Well, there you go. Now you just
find
in case
a seal that has my straw in its nose, okay?
But when they are inevitably banned, you'll be set.
Okay. If you think if you want to be politically correct. Oh, thank you. That's so nice, Judge. On earth did you find a straw that you can fold.
They're out there. They're plenty.
Yeah, there are plenty options.
It's kind of it's like the old days of carrying around a cigarette lighter.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or like the Juul thing. You know, hey, you got some smokes, no? But I've got a portable straw.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's a full length straw, so this would not be for cocaine use.
No.
Presumably,
unless maybe you're
I don't care how much cocaine you do, but please, for God's sake, don't use a plastic straw. Come on, let's save the earth. The fact that you're participating
like
in something that's killing millions of people. Go for it. No, we have one more song?
For Josh?
We do, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Pat Godwin's gift is a song.
Oh, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Yep. Joshy, the co-host, is a very horny dude with a lustful face and a jar of lube and an iPhone full of nudes. Joshy, the co-host, is a big fan of the porn. But when it's time to work and he can't jerk, he's funny every morn.
Hey!
There must have been some DNA in those old socks that they found. For when they placed them on his feet, he began to jerk around. Joshy, the co-host, is as horny as he can be. And the children say that Josh has to stay away about 300 feet.
Oh, God.
It got weird at the end.
Whoa, all right.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah. Very funny.
Mostly true, but not the end.
Now, since Josh doesn't have a dog, I purchased him something different.
Okay,
something
we got the very cool dog camera to check in your dog at home. That's very nice.
Okay. Remote treat feast.
Looks like it's the size of a couple decks of cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh is opening it over there, and it would appear to be...
you're going to have to push it out.
Oh, this is wonderful. It's a Blues puck.
It's an actual game puck.
Oh my gosh.
And they've turned it into a bottle opener.
Holy cow. Well, this is amazing.
But it's got the date of the game and when it was used.
An actual game puck.
Yep.
Wow.
With the tape on it and everything with the date.
And it's a bottle opener?
Yes, the bottom is actually a bottle opener.
That's very nice.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. I love this.
You're welcome.
Josh, a big Blues fan.
Yes, indeed. I love hockey and... All right.
There's a certificate of authenticity.
Indeed.
St. Louis Blues. St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
This
this I can is use the crappiest crack song. All my booze.
Winnipeg, St. Louis, October.
Wow, is that bad?
14th.
October 14th.
All right.
You know,
I don't know if you won the game or not.
I'm guessing no, but the way the season's been. Thank you. This is wonderful. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
You going to do your second shot?
Actually, there's an eggnog bar coming, actually.
Oh.
She's really? On her way with eggnog and
rum?
Or whatever.
I haven't had eggnog in about in over 10 years because I hate it. I'm going to try it again today because they say your palate does change over years,
so
over time.
So is
I think you put brandy in
it. So when Jess brings eggnog in, you're going to have one? Tom, I'm talking right to you.
No, he won't.
A little liquor in your eggnog. It's the holiday.
Will you have some? Will you have a virgin eggnog?
No.
I will.
Not even a virgin
eggnog. Not a fan.
I love it. A Shirley eggnog?
You know, for someone who says they're festive and loves the holidays, what is it about it that you like?
I like everything about it. I loved opening gifts with my little girls yesterday.
Let's open some. Can we open some gifts?
Here, Tom, okay. Open this gift. It'll
make
you happy.
All right. This is it's about the size of a cigar box mm-hmm. or a
humidor
or a dictionary.
Is that the same thing you got me so I don't have to open it? Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
This is a,
no, don't be good. Sorry. No, thank you very much.
You got the same thing. Time.
Great.
It looks like there's a picture.
What is it? Is it a book? Is it a book?
It's, I don't got a book.
Is it a stamp book?
apparently.
Eggnog is typically made with rum, brandy, or bourbon, so I guess you can mix it with whatever you want.
Or all three.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's called a Long Island eggnog.
Yeah, you know right it is. Long Island eggnog.
It's a
three spirits.
Giant, it says phone soap.
Phone soap.
It's a phone sanitizer.
It's another Shark Tank.
Is this a Shark Tank?
Yes.
I didn't even watch Shark Tank.
You put your phone in this.
Yes, and it sanitizes it overnight.
Oh, I love it. Well, love it.
And in Josh's case, that means it'll be erasing all your downloads.
Well, that can't be. I'm gonna need a receipt, Christy.
It does not erase your downloads.
You want to sanitize
and
that
it also,
thing?
It also.
Oh, look at dirtbutton.com.
I think it charges it too.
That's one of my favorite signs.
I believe it charges your phone as well.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Oh, it's great.
It looks kind of like a giant iPhone.
It's like a phone coffin, kind of.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
There you go.
Right.
But it's
they call it phone.
Oh, this
soap.
Is off.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
supposed
awesome.
To sanitize like they, and charge
it
your
looks
phone.
Like what they buried Spock in and shot him out into space.
Now, wasn't there a news story last year that they found 90-some percent of phones at some mall had E. coli on them?
That's why I got Boop. Them for you.
Yeah. That's,
you better
you
plug
much.
Yours in right now and put your phone in there.
Yeah. I like my phone duty free.
I know you do.
Oh, like your airport whiskey?
An eggnog? Yeah.
Chick, open yours that I got you.
What? Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Christy. These are amazing.
You're welcome.
Any very, particular very order? Or
like you can kind of things. One of them's not wrapped. You can kind of reach in and maybe you can wear it while you open the other two.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, let's see.
Is it a cap?
Oh, it is that ugly is sweater day. Is it ugly sweater day?
I'm so happy again.
Oh, my God. Let's see. I'm so happy.
What is it?
That's right.
Oh, it's a Bugs Bunny cap with ears.
Yes.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, my God.
It looks good on you.
You're darn right it does.
Wear that to church. By the way, Reverend, that was quite a fine sermon today.
Now, these are sort of inside. The Chick and I offer.
Let me tell you something, Vicar. You preached the hell out of that sermon. Can I tell you that?
As the ears flop.
That's amazing.
Chick and I often, we have a love of certain movie scenes and movie quotes, and that's what these next two gifts are about.
Can you give us a hint about the movie, or do we have to guess?
This is a scene from The Departed with Jack Nicholson.
Right.
He's talking to the priests in the bar. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Can't repeat that one. Okay.
We laugh every day.
Yeah, we laugh every time. And this one. And this is from Airplane when they yell, "Let's get some pictures, boys."
So I made you a picture.
And they made a picture.
Of them getting pictures.
Let's go get some pictures, boys. And they start taking the pictures off the wall instead of actually taking photographs.
Genius. That is a genius movie. Thank you very much.
I love this hat so much.
I'm so glad.
That is great.
I can't wait to drink eggnog in this house.
Oh, yes.
And be driven home and put to bed like a baby. Oh,
that is a beautiful hat, Josh. I've never seen one of those.
I haven't either.
I haven't seen one with the ears.
It's a gray Bugs Bunny cap with ears that stick out, and they're really good looking.
So
ears,
forth. Et cetera.
Let's not review the Jack Nicholson lines. Thank you very much. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
Are we done with sports?
Yeah. Hey, Tribune! Merry Christmas! Here's your ice pick.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, Chick got us all.
All right, thank you.
Ice picks, handy.
I brought some gifts because I totally didn't learn last minute that this was a gift exchange.
All right. Good.
I don't sell these after shows or anything, but I have a shirt that says Q is just O with his wiener out.
There you go.
One for everybody.
All right.
So
well, we're at the church.
Thank you, Q is just O with his wiener.
I've got a feeling some radio stations may be borrowing that.
Yeah. I think we all learned a little
something. They do some kind of hot dog promotion, that's a pretty good idea.
Christy hasn't gotten a gift yet. Maybe we should do that when we return.
Okay, we have some interesting stuff in the news, and Christy quickly pointed out, I don't think anybody heard it, today is in fact
Winter Solstice Day.
Yeah, but what's the interesting one?
Oh, Ugly Sweater Day.
Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Yeah,
all the rage.
So if you're getting dressed to go to work,
oh yeah,
this is the day you get out the hideous Christmas sweater.
Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I hate sweaters. I've never worn one since I was in probably first grade.
Guess that's a no.
Yeah, that's a no. Yeah.
I don't like sweaters under any circumstance.
It's also Humbug Day and Crossword Puzzle Day.
I'll be bah humbug about the sweater thing. I love sweaters and other people. I just find
Who's
them incredibly uncomfortable.
no one.
Chick, you've almost reached the point of sweater vests.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What's wrong with those?
I'd wear a sweater vest.
Really? It says yeah. I've given up.
I love vests.
I've given up.
The hell's wrong
Sex
with you?
No longer has any meaning.
Keeps the core of your
talk
body
to my
warm?
Buddies about retiring. You know, it's over.
Oh, you mean we should all be hip and
like
dressed
you?
Like you?
Exactly.
Like a safari might break out at any minute? Is that what you're saying?
Video, speaking of American forces, if you're watching on the free VIP today, you'll see I'm holding a little bit of the Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey. Very nice, isn't it?
Very.
Bottled in the U.S. of A. and available in what? New York and Florida and at military bases. Some military guys behind this. Is a cool thing. Chick McGee was able to finish off his whiskey advent calendar this morning, but apparently
That's right.
you have made an order for eggnog.
Yes, Jess is bringing an eggnog bar in with molasses for the rims for our glasses, and we're...
My
wow.
goodness.
And whipped cream.
Wow. Now, molasses rim, that's a...
that was
filthy.
My nickname in another profession that I'd rather not talk about.
Hey, sometimes you just need money.
Uh-huh, sure.
You're darn right. That and sweet cheeks.
Sticky and stinky. Right. A little bit of molasses rim. Let's move on. We have found ourselves once again... facing
when you
Napa.
Really let go, what do you just like stand there? I see you with like a virgin green drink with a candy cane sticking out of it. It's like a cream de menthe.
Not at all. Not even close. Let's move forward here. Christy, you have a couple stories I want to get to before we get to
you
some more gift giving.
You don't want to have fun, even for our holiday
having
show.
Having a great time. I have a long day ahead of me. Needless to say.
Okay, live in the now. Let's enjoy our time here.
I'm enjoying it very much.
Yes,
I don't know where I got that you weren't having a good time.
I've got a long day.
Okay. Well, imagine how he's going to be in the middle of the long day.
Who's happy they're not going anywhere with them on holiday?
Oh, I can't.
Just us two.
Lesser ones that don't ski. I don't know how you appreciate life. But
I'm sure
fine.
Once you get on the plane, you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you
very much. Yeah, yeah, you can let go then, maybe.
Maybe have a nice cocktail while you're sitting there in the plane.
Oh, you're traveling today?
Uh-huh. I'll be sleeping.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. What do we have the...
A man who tried to smuggle heroin and crack cocaine into a female prison... under his foreskin has been jailed.
Oh.
David James Smith was caught with the drugs when he went to visit his girlfriend in Flockton Prison near Wakefield in the UK.
What's it called?
Flockton.
Oh, Flockton.
I thought you said Fluffton.
No, I thought I heard the kuh and I heard the fuh.
Yeah, you don't want to get...
I heard Flockton, because that's what
I
said.
See, it sounds like you're saying...
do that!
It sounds like you're saying Flockton.
Right.
Flockton.
Like you flock a tree.
Sure.
That's the process by which one paints a tree white.
Right.
With flocking.
Mm-hmm. Flocked in prison? No, but I made out. You know what I mean?
I did what I had to do to get through.
So I'm sorry. So the guy smuggled the drugs in underneath his foreskin.
39-year-old was
identified. You know what they say, Josh?
What's that?
Well, you can always find drugs in the hood.
The 39-year-old was identified as a person of interest when he went through security at the prison and agreed to a quote-unquote full search.
I'm sorry, I was staring at Tom. Was this guy circumcised or not? It doesn't mention.
No.
He has foreskin.
Yeah, he must not have been. Yeah.
Prosecutor Michael Greenhall said that during the course of the search, a heroin and crack cocaine were found in a blue wrap, quote, secreted under Smith's foreskin.
Oh.
Yeah, if he's secreting from the foreskin.
Yeah, that's another word.
Yeah.
He's either very happy or very sick.
Secreted. Hot dog with cheese.
You know how sometimes if you have a big forehead, they say you have a five head?
Yeah.
This guy had five skin.
He may have a five skin.
Yeah. Five skin.
Now, was he serving hard time?
He was visiting the prison.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you think he meant to pass it on to her in a conjugal visit?
I don't know how he was going to get it to her.
Well,
presumably.
Or once he got it in, he could have taken it out and given it.
Once he got into the prison. No need to really explore. Do you have a song about this? Oh, how nice.
Whoa.
Short intro. I've got drugs under my foreskin.
I've got you.
They're schmegma laced.
Yeah.
And hidden where I pee. They're deep in a fold of my private anatomy. Yes, I've got drugs under my foreskin. I'd sacrifice anything sneaking you crack for the sake of a conjugal kiss, in spite of a burly guard who's checking my sack instead of the tip where I piss. I've got drugs under my foreskin.
Lovely.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
I've got to tell you, I always thought when I was a kid and I heard that song that was the worst lyric of all time.
I've got you under my skin?
It sounds like, oh, it's like saying, baby, you're a zit.
Yeah.
What?
Cole Porter.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's a love song.
I've got you under my skin. It sounds like some disease
issue.
Deep
in the heart of me.
Yeah, it's,
It's
like she's a part of him.
It's very romantic.
Not to me.
And well,
of course not.
Well, you're too practical and odd. That's right.
Do you and your gal have a song?
Oh, I bet you do.
Bet they don't.
I don't know about that.
Does she come up to you and sort of lean into your ear and Desperado.
No, but if she did, it wouldn't be better than that singing. That's not her great strength. She has two ears, but they, for purposes of singing, don't work. not a great singer.
So you don't know if you have a song.
I'd give anything if she were somewhere silently crying in her car right now. Who doesn't think I can sing?
She was singing yesterday.
Remember
it well.
Tom?
Oh, my God. Did the term caterwauling come to
Jesus.
No, it's the effort that counts. She's lovely.
Wow. Well, that made it better. You totally saved it.
Now, can you sing,
Chick? Have a song that you hear and think of her.
Chick can sing, yes.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know, man. I've heard you sing. It's pretty good.
It's okay. I can sing with people. I can't sing by myself.
Do you have a song?
No.
You and your girl have a song.
We have a song, yeah.
Okay. Now, Brent Terhune is our
comedian. We have a song. Darn right we do.
Okay. Do you have Brent, you're engaged right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a song?
I don't know that we have we have songs that we like, you know.
But there's not one when it comes on, you go, oh, they're
that's our song.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing. I know it's like cliche now because it's been covered to death, but Africa by Toto, like that's a song that we just play all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like a love song, you know?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It kind of is, right?
It kind of is, but it's not like, you know, lovey song.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
I don't know. Kind of to me, that song's got kind of like some great white conqueror feel to it. Really weird and inappropriate.
You know, Pat, says the man has no song.
Oh, she's a terrible singer.
Yeah.
Pat, do you and any of the Kims have a song?
My ex and I loved, believe it or not, Tom Waits' Time from Rain Dogs. Beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's obscure.
That's how it went. Yeah.
Did he change into a zombie?
Christy, I'm sure with your vast love experience, you have some sort of
songs
some
in my
sort
day.
Of a medley.
Yes.
Oh, another one bites the dust.
Wow. Oh, you're talking?
I am.
A recent study found women tend to lower their voices when competing over a man.
This is fascinating.
Researchers recorded a speed dating event and afterwards had participants answer a questionnaire about their potential dates. Men tended to lower their voices when they spoke to a woman they wanted to have sex with.
Hey, baby.
Female participants were also found to lower their voices to a man they found sexually attractive.
Hey,
but,
baby.
But only.
Oh, my God, she's 8 feet tall.
Only if other women at the event also found him attractive. Women also tended to be pickier,
weird.
Saying yes to a third of the men they spoke to. Men said yes to approximately half the women that they spoke to.
Okay. Well, that's not a surprise.
No,
right,
that's
no, it's not
a surprise at all.
But the fact that both the men and the women would lower their voices in an attempt to be more attractive is fascinating to me.
I think a voice is important.
Yeah, but I can't imagine a conversation where some guy goes, well, she's got a great personality, she's beautiful. But what sold me was her deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
You think? Is that do you agree with that, Josh?
Not necessarily. I mean, it can be sexy, you know, sort of a Kathleen Turner type. Well, in the 80s.
Early.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, before the sex change.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it can be sexy, but no, I voice doesn't make.
Wasn't
too
Kathleen
much.
Turner Chandler's father?
Yes.
Friends?
But I'm a weird. I don't mind weirder voices. Fran Drescher doesn't. I like it. I like it.
You're into the classic telephone operator.
Yeah. Klondike, 479.
Number, please.
I don't mind it, I swear.
I love you, John.
But this would suggest that even if one had that phone operator voice, the woman would lower it if she found you attractive.
Right.
Have you found that women around you start talking like Minnie Mouse out of nowhere?
Oh, because they're not attracted to me. So their voices go up, you see.
Oh, Popeye.
Because how in God's name would they be attracted to you, John?
Of course not. No, their eyes. Their eyes almost dilate shut.
If it's a waitress or something.
Well, she's very happy to see me because she knows her tip will be massive based on the amount that I'll be purchasing.
A percentage.
They treat me like a table of eight with a tip. The tip is already included in the bill, you see.
Don't listen to him. He has
eight top party one.
Tom, I've asked you this many times. You know what I want for Christmas? Will you please try to be better? Don't you want to be better?
I told you my New Year's resolution.
Don't you want to learn? Don't you want to?
Less contact with humanity.
Happy holidays, Bob and Tom Joe.
Happy holidays. I'm calling. I understand you were talking about a study where lower voices are used to attract mates and
yes, sir.
Romantic and that
yes,
sort of thing.
Men and women both lower their voices to be more attractive.
Yes, it's very interesting. I'm glad you were talking about
it. What's your name?
Excuse me?
What is your name?
Oh, this is Loretta. I was calling. Josh?
Oh, hi, Loretta. How are you?
I understand you're single.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you ever thought about going out with a woman with a very low voice?
Well, you know, it depends. What are you interested? What are some of your hobbies?
Well, let's see. Gosh, I like going to hockey games.
Oh, nice. Right. Good match.
I
really,
do, too.
Really enjoy sci-fi and horror movies.
Oh, that's right. In your wheelhouse.
I love horror films, yeah.
Going to things like that.
Well, this might work. All right. How?
I really like to strap on a big...
Oh, well, that might be where we sort of differ here. Our roads kind of fork off into different directions.
You don't like strapping on a mask and going to a PopCon event?
I see. Yeah, okay.
Strapping on a mask. Sorry, the
Your
phone.
Your face must have hit the
phone. Yeah.
Oh, the phone cut out. I'm sorry.
No, I don't mind that.
I apologize. Yeah. Do you enjoy taking it up the...
What?
Your phone keeps blipping.
I don't think I do, quite frankly, but I appreciate your candor.
You're kidding. I love taking a ski lift up to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Once again.
You don't want to walk up.
Misunderstood there, yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I'd take all day.
Yeah.
Now, have you, Loretta? I don't know if there are any other men in here that you're attracted to, or maybe not attracted to. But Chick McGee is here with us.
Hello, Chick.
Oh, well, I think that's a good sign.
Yes.
Her voice stayed low.
Pat Godwin's here with us.
Hello, Loretta.
Oh, hi.
Hang up the phone. That is just mean.
Oh, boy.
So the study would suggest that what? Darth Vader is a ladies' man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's got the deepest, sexiest ladies' voice? Lauren Bacall?
Maybe. Lauren Bacall. Kathleen Turner. Who would you say?
Brenda Vaccaro.
She's been, that was a while back.
Christy loves her some Sam Elliott. That voice there.
Like it down there, do you?
Oh, little lady. Yeah. What's for dinner?
Beef.
Christy.
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
Beef.
Yeah, that's what's for dinner.
What's for dinner?
What's for dessert?
Yeah.
Beef. Curtains.
No.
No.
Christy.
Sorry. Wait a minute. You said... who did you offer as a deep voice lady?
Sam Elliott.
Brenda Vaccaro. Oh.
Brenda Vaccaro. You said Lauren Bacall.
Right.
He said Brenda Vaccaro, and you go, well, that's a little far back.
No.
Lauren Bacall's
obscure.
Farther back than Brenda
Lauren
Vaccaro.
Bacall's certainly more famous.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know. Money where your mouth is. From the Crackers Comedy Club, he looks like a combination of Howdy Doody and...
That's always a good compliment.
And the...
Go on.
Boy, nobody talks like you, Grizz.
And the bass player for ZZ Top, Dusty Hill. What do you think? Am I right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Red beard, sweet face. Nice head.
You have a sweet face. Why do you cover it up with that?
Because I have sweet chins.
Good answer.
I love the sweet chins.
Josh is about the only person his opinion I respect in this room.
Oh, thank you.
Josh.
Wait a minute.
If another guy said, you have a sweet face, what would you think?
I would.
Yes.
I would think a couple things, but... When Tom says it, you just know he's sort of bizarre, and that's
how he does. You are bizarre. And he does have a sweet face, I would never tell another
A lot of guys with a big red pointy beard, would be considered to be hostile. But in your case, you have...
What does that mean? hostile. You want hostile?
Right.
He can't really pull off hostile.
Hostile?
He's so laid back.
And I know Howdy Doody is before your time, but Howdy Doody, of course, a marionette, my favorite thing in life. And my song that nobody likes.
And it's the only redhead you know.
This is Howdy Doody. This is Howdy Doody. Now, there's a great Howdy Doody reference in a television show that's been long gone called Fridays. Remember that great gag?
That sounds like a
right this way, Mr. Doody.
Jordan song. This is how we do
that's
it.
What he's, that's what he's parodying.
That's what he's doing. Yeah.
Now, wasn't that a Larry David bit?
Yes, Larry David. The bit was, what if Howdy Doody were real and were difficult and expected to be treated like stars?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Wherever he
this
went.
This way, Mr. Doody.
Right this way, Mr. Doody. And,
brilliant.
Into being ushered into restaurants and things.
Yes, an underrated bit. It should live forever. We have Pat Godwin with his guitar.
I do.
We're going to get that song out of you?
Sure.
Pat Godwin, once again, Lexington, Kentucky, the week of New Year's Eve at the Comedy Off-Broadway Club, and sold-out show at the Bruin House tonight. There's Josh, there's Christy. What is going on, Christy, over there?
An escaped inmate in Kentucky attempting to hitchhike along a highway flagged down a law enforcement officer. Greenup County jailer Mike Worthington told the Independent 31-year-old Alan Lewis was being transported to face charges in another county when he escaped on Tuesday. Lewis made it to a nearby highway, tried to flag down passing cars when a campus officer at Morehead State University stopped. The officer noticed the handcuffs hanging off of one of Lewis's wrists, always a bad sign, took him back to jail. Hmm. The 31-year-old now faces an escape charge.
Morehead State University, now he's going to be spending time in Morehead Penitentiary.
It's a nickname.
Yes, it is.
This is like a sneaking out of your house when you're a kid and your parents are standing outside the window. Hey, hi. Where are you going?
Yes.
I feel like a pair of handcuffs will let people know that you shouldn't be talked to. You know,
yes,
like,
of course.
Because it used to be headphones. Now that's the universal sign for tell me a boring story. But now if you just wear handcuffs, nobody messes with you.
Yeah.
You've ever driven by one? They always have the signs everywhere.
Do not pick up hitchhikers
in this area, right?
Do not pick up hitchhikers. You ever picked up a hitchhiker, Pat?
Picked up one? No. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
One time.
And you were picked up?
Oh yeah, four times, from Wilkes-Barre to South Bend, Indiana, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
How did it go?
Horribly.
Really?
Everybody was a nutcase. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They just keep pointing to their crotch.
One of the guys did. Yeah.
Payment.
I jumped out at 30 miles. An hour.
Gas or grass.
True story.
What was the destination? Were you trying to get to a gig or something?
No, my mom's for Thanksgiving. It was my first year of college. I was very, very lonely.
Oh, okay.
I hitchhiked the whole way.
Wow. Scary. So the one guy wanted you to be a little less lonely.
Yeah. Yes,
in Toledo. I'll never forget it. I jumped out of the car like 20 miles an hour.
No.
I may be exaggerating.
Then you realize lonely ain't so bad.
Yeah. That's awful.
This could be one of the earliest forms of the so-called lie detector. The Ayida, a Bedouin tribe in northeastern Egypt.
How you be doing?
Yeah.
I'll be doing
is the
fine.
Last to practice what is called Bisha, an ancient ritual used to determine whether a suspect in a crime is innocent or guilty. Considered the earliest lie detector by some, the alleged guilty party has to lick a red-hot spoon or rod in the presence of tribal authorities.
Is that right?
If their tongue blisters, they're guilty.
Oh, geez.
If it's left unscathed, they are innocent.
Okay.
That's like an ancient Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She said she's not a witch, so clearly she's a witch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ever licked a red hot rod, Christine?
With blisters?
No.
If the blisters God, are there, no. You probably want to stay away from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no
thank
joke.
You for the... That's horrifying.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
To think that people believed that that actually worked.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's going to be awful, although it's kind of appropriate, I guess, this time of year with everyone watching the movie A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Now that's the opposite.
Well, speaking of red hot, Christy, I'd like to give you my gift.
Oh, okay.
This year. It needs to be brought in by Mitch, our
Mitch.
The unsung hero from back.
Mitch.
Oh, Mark. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Mark.
Yeah. That was Mike.
What is Mike, Mitch. Isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought it was anything that started with an M. You guys keep up with the gags on this show?
Okay. All right.
So this is your gift for you from me.
Oh,
it's
it's a cutout.
One of your
it's a life-size cutout.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Of the tremendously fit.
How did they get my body
Zac
on
Efron,
that?
Ladies
one
and gentlemen, from
one of Christy's favorites.
Yeah. Oh,
I sat here one morning and watched you watch the Baywatch trailer three times in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is lovely.
So
thank you.
Enjoy it.
Got like an 8-pack.
Oh.
Are you sliding
she's touching
are you
it.
Sliding out of your chair there, Christy?
Maybe. Nice.
She's that's hydroplaning.
Nice. He's great.
She's hydroplaning.
Did you see
he's so hot.
Did you see The Greatest Showman?
Yes.
He's great in that.
And you know what?
Is that really him singing, I assume?
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, because he was in a High School Musical. That's
he's
where he got his
terrific.
Start. And the thing is, guys like that, I will never get to sleep with ever again, and that breaks my heart.
No, I don't think Hello. That's true at all. I don't think that's true.
Pat, if you look Hello. Like that, I would sleep with you.
I don't.
You don't.
You could.
In a year. You know what?
Three
we
months.
You got a year.
3 months.
I have to do something on March 16th. I'm going to be.
3 months? You're going to look like that in 3 months?
I'm
going to
get it down. Well, I'm a little older than he is. I'm going to do the best I can.
You could lose a quick 50. It would involve
50.
Separating your legs 50. From your torso.
Oh, jeez. You notice my voice got higher when you brought him in rather than lower.
Well, sometimes you get higher when you're excited.
Yeah,
maybe.
I do.
I don't know.
I do. Oh, yeah. Lord.
So
in
there
heaven.
You go. You can put the.
Thank you. I know exactly where that's going.
Your ceiling?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you
may want
to.
You may
want to.
You may want to laminate that. Just in case.
We need one of those holes.
There once was a woman named McWhirter. Well, you can write your own poem. We're coming right
whatever
back.
Rhymes.
Apparently, Dean, our producer, is bringing in more gifts.
Oh, I love gifts.
This is
oh, my.
The Bob and Tom gift exchange. My box of gifts for you guys is over there. Plus, of course, you all have your pies.
They're not
pies, brownies, cakes, etc. in the next room.
Your gifts for us aren't on order and won't be here till March?
No, they're right here. I've had them for quite
well,
some
don't
time.
Don't act like it's a surprise.
Dean.
Oh my goodness.
Is everyone's the same?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Chick, why don't you, since you've got the bag over there, do the honors and open it up? It's a large bag with a big red handle, very, very Christmassy. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sure. Thank you, Dean.
And has anyone tackled, is there more than one thing in there? Chick? There's a flyer.
What? Well, they're slippers. They're Bigfoot slippers.
Oh, my God. Oh, cool. I need new slippers.
They're very cool. They're very warm and fuzzy.
I feel kind of bad because...
Did you read the card?
Brett, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brett.
He doesn't get any.
Brett got here late. Doesn't get one. Huh? Sorry, Brett.
Bigfoot slippers.
These are great.
Thank you, Dean.
Oh, those are awesome.
They're very blurry.
Now, did you see the card? I think you're missing something.
I'm not reading the card.
It's
reading the card. You can read the card.
It's a vintage Lincoln Continental. And in the car.
Somehow.
I see Governor Connolly in the passenger seat there. Yeah, and then
I see Jackie.
Yeah, she's certainly sitting next to.
And sitting next to Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yep. There's
May your holidays be brighter and happier than Jackie Kennedy's Christmas 1963.
Oh. Bye.
I believe that's known as a triumph of poor taste.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Bigfoot.
God bless us, everyone.
Bigfoot slippers, that's fantastic. Christy, do you want to do the honors? See the box right over there with the silvery things. Why don't you open? This is for everyone. I've got one for everybody. So besides your pies and cakes that I got from my pilot. Yeah, can you open that up, please? It's you all have the same thing. Hold it up to the camera.
Kind of small. It's a kind of nice
small and
silver
light.
Gray pouch.
Uh-huh. Nice little
light,
silver.
Very light.
Yeah, very light. Okay.
Pouch.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Want to guess what it might be?
Just by feel, it feels like prescription bottle.
A prescription bottle?
Hey, wait a minute.
Don't get Jig's mouth watering.
That's a flask, the gift I could use.
Is it a flask?
Futuristic Crown Royal.
Not a flask.
Oh.
Open it up.
It does look like some gifts they exchanged at Star Wars.
Yes.
But it's actually quite an ordinary, simple thing.
It's a custom nightlight with the lovely Tom Griswold face.
Oh, boy.
Well, you got to plug it in and see how it glows in the dark.
Yeah,
we sure do, don't we?
You got to plug it in. Yeah.
Make your bedroom safe, Josh.
May I take a look at it, Christy? We'll see how these lights up.
Absolutely.
You have one of these lovely ladies over to your place.
Custom night lights.
You turn the lights out, and there's a nice warm glow coming from the far wall. And
the
it's
warm glow face. Of electric sex, as they would say on a Christmas story.
Right. Yeah, and it's my turn the switch on. And that's
there
me
a switch?
Looking at you. It's not working.
No.
It'd be a bad plug.
I think there's a light that I just
tested that. Perhaps a bad bulb. You can change the bulb so it'll last forever.
Someone should have ramrodded that.
Okay.
That's very nice.
Elements there.
Maybe go hit.
Oh, wait. You had to turn it on there, baby.
You didn't hit the switch? Okay.
I've never seen a nightlight with a switch.
Yeah, there's a switch.
Well, you can turn it off during the day so you don't waste electricity.
That's fancy.
Well, mine has a
nightlight with a switch on it.
There you go.
Oh.
Would that be great? It light up, illuminate your whole room with just enough light to get to the
bathroom. Oh, my God.
That is something.
Well, that's a boner killer, isn't it?
Something else.
There you go.
That just makes you want to vomit.
Stuff of nightmares, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stuff of nightmares.
The first time a child will say, Mommy, will you turn the nightlight off?
I don't care about the monster. Under the bed.
Please,
I'm fine.
Actually, that's a great idea.
It's very nice.
I'm a big nightlight fan, as you know.
Yes, we know.
Have them all over the house.
You love the nightlights.
I like to
boogie.
On the disco round.
Thank you, Tom.
Pat scoot over so the cameras can see that.
Pat, why don't you go sit in the green room there so we can get a nice shot of the...
I'll go sit by Zach.
I mean, we're not X-raying you. I'm just a little over that way.
How dare you just continue to sit there when there's an... this has been rimmed with molasses. This is my eggnog.
So this is what you're supposed to do, rim the glass with molasses?
Eggnog and rum, it's really good.
It's real good. Jess and Christy and I were in there eggnogging it up.
This is unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing?
And I've never been a fan of eggnog. And
did you lick the rim?
I did, yeah.
Rim the glass with pure molasses.
You gotta lick the rim.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
That is so good.
It really is good, Tom.
Have you licked it all the way around?
No, I have not given it the full rim.
Well, can you point out where you haven't licked it and give me a quick lick?
There is no way you will lick that.
It's like eggnog roulette.
Are you going to lick? We can get you your own.
So where did you lick? Where did you lick? Okay. All right.
I can't believe this. This is a Christmas miracle.
So what is that, cinnamon on there?
Yeah, there's a little cinnamon, a little molasses on there. There's Southern Comfort has their own eggnog.
That is that's tasty.
The face that Josh made when you licked his glass.
I licked right there.
Okay. Did you take a drink of it? Or just licked
it? While I'm over here, why not give you your Christmas hug?
He kissed him on the head.
You just made the same face that Josh made.
Here's my concern.
All broadcast live worldwide on the Bob and Tom VIP, which is free today. Okay.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.